Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, February 16th. U.S. equity futures are mostly in the green this morning. You have S&P futures up 10 points, that's 20 basis points. NASDAQ futures are up 106 points, that's 60 basis points. You have Dow futures down 40 points, which is about 10 basis points. In Europe, you're looking at the major indices up about 55 to 65 basis points. Strong outperformance in autos, industrials, basic resources, luxury, tech, and banks. And you're seeing underperformance in staples, real estate, healthcare, telecom, energy, and utilities. And then Asia saw gains for the most part. You had the Nikkei rally, 86 basis points. The Hang Seng jumped 2.5%. Mainland China was closed again. So nothing too dramatic in terms of incremental news. The most important data point is probably the Applied Materials earnings report last night. This is a January end report. Very strong results for their January end quarter, very bullish guidance for their April quarter. So this is the third January end report that we've seen in the last few days. The first two were downbeats, Cisco and Deere. This one's very bullish. Also bullish implications for the whole AI narrative. So you have that whole complex higher this morning that is explaining why you're seeing the NASDAQ as strong as it is. Remember we have NVIDIA earnings coming up this Wednesday night. You're seeing a lot of previews hit for that now. Same type of bullish commentary as before. So a lot of enthusiasm around that whole complex. The AMAT release last night just kind of poured fuel on it. So that is justifying what you're seeing in tech this morning. On the macro front, nothing too dramatic. You did have a hot UK retail sales number out this morning, plus some hawkish headlines from the BOJ, as well as from Atlanta Fed President Bostic. So that's causing yields to tick higher. Reversing a little bit of what you saw yesterday as far as kind of the dovish themes of the market. So a little bit more of a hawkish bias this morning. The calendar today is pretty sparse. You do get this PPI at 8:30 for January. I think it'll be somewhat anticlimactic just given that we already had the CPI. So if it's a hot PPI, I think markets are somewhat prepared for that. You also will get the Michigan inflation expectations for February at 10 a.m. But in general, today should be pretty slow. There aren't any real major earnings reports on the calendar today. And remember, coming up on a three-day weekend in the U.S., so should be quiet, but that remains to be seen. Next week, the major events that I'm watching closely for next week are more January earnings. So Home Depot and Walmart Tuesday morning, Palo Alto Networks, Toll Brothers Tuesday night, Analog Devices Wednesday morning, NVIDIA Wednesday night, Intuit Thursday night, and then you get to Fed meetings on Wednesday, which we watched closely as well. In terms of the Fed, again, it's a question of when, not if. So markets are assuming no movement at the March meeting as far as a rate cut. They're about 50-50 for the May 1st meeting, and about 100% odds of a cut by the June 12th meeting. Remember, it's not just the funds rate, it's also the balance sheet. And we're likely to get a lot more clarity details about the logistics for slowing the quantitative tightening process at the March 20th meeting. And you got the reverse repo balance drop below $500 billion yesterday. Again, this is something that's watched by markets as an indication of liquidity levels, which will feed into kind of how the Fed thinks about slowing down the pace of quantitative tightening. So there's kind of two tracks for easing in the US. One of them is the funds rate. That's most sensitive to what's happening with data and inflation. The other is the quantitative tightening process, which is more a function of liquidity. And that is something we're likely to get, again, details on at the March 20th meeting and press conference. So that is pretty much everything for today. A lot of other news, including out of Washington and then on the geopolitical front as well, none of which should really kind of impact markets today. But take a look at the piece for all that information and more. And thank you, everyone, for listening.